Very good. We're back and everybody is here. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. Today we have two ordinances requesting authorization to issue sole source contracts for technical support on the Portland Harbor Superfund cleanup. The Portland Harbor team is here today to provide a brief background on these two items. From the Bureau of Environmental Services, we have Director Michael Jordan. We are joined also by Annie Von Berg. And from the City Attorney's Office, we have Karen Moynihan. Mike, you want to take it away?
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My on here.
Yes, a little closer.
Members of the council, pleasure to be here today. For the record, my name is Mike Jordan. I'm the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services. The two items you have before you, ordinances, are really at their heart an administrative correction, correcting an issue that came before council back in 2015. I want to make clear at the very beginning, the issues, the two ordinances you have before you change neither the scope of services or the cost in the contracts. So they're essentially the same contracts. What we have before you is an administrative issue that I'll go into a little bit of background how we got here. In 2005, the council passed ordinances after a competitive procurement process to give contracts, two contracts to GSI Inc. One contract for technical support on sole source on source control in the Portland Harbor, and the second for CERCLA and risk assessment technical assistance on the same project in Portland Harbor. That contract was good for 5 years, from 2005 to 2010. It had the ability to be extended for another 5 years, which we did, to 2010, from 2010 to 2015. In 2015, we incorrectly believed that we had the ability to extend that contract again for another 5 years, and we did so. We have since learned that that's prohibited under the charter, and so we should have, in 2015, come to you with these two issues, which is to make these contracts sole source. The sole source justification is that we have been working with GSI now for 10 years on very technical issues regarding the harbor, and have been our partners really to get us to this point. And oh, by the way, we are at a point now where we are moving from remedial investigation and feasibility study to, after the record of decision being issued a couple of years ago, now on the verge of being able to actually begin to implement the cleanup of the harbor. We have an exciting opportunity coming with three other partners, the federal government, state government, and the port, along with the city, to begin some work almost imminently in the next month or so. We're hoping to begin sampling work with an agreement with EPA and those four partners at Willamette Cove, which is one of the areas where we know there's a lot of human contact with the harbor, and it's one of the early sites that we'd like to get working on. GSI has been an important partner for us. What we have before you again today is two contracts which declare those sole source contracts. Again, we made a mistake. We should have been here back in 2015 with these very items, and instead we extended the contract by mistake. And we've been working with City Attorney's Office and with procurement about the form of these so that we can make this correction. And we're here to try and answer any of your questions, Mr. Mayor.
Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fish.
I just have one question because I think this is a unique opportunity to give the council a quick update on where we are in Superfund. Michael, since the last big event that we had at council, we've seen the administration bring a new administrator in to run the EPA. So Mr. Pruitt is out, and Mr. Wheeler, no relation, is in. We've also seen Mr. Albert Kelly, someone that we got to know pretty well, who was the administrator's point person on Superfund, is out, and there's now a new team. What can you tell us about the state of the agency's commitment to follow through on Superfund? Because one of the things that Mr. Pruitt and Mr. Kelly were crystal clear about is that while we may have many disagreements with EPA on many issues, the administration was intent on moving forward with the Superfund process in places like Portland. Have you discerned any change in approach at the federal level?
Thanks for the question, Commissioner. I guess the short answer I would say, and I would defer to Annie Von Berg, who deals with Region 10 at least on a much more regular basis, but I haven't seen any change in the current administration's intent to move forward quickly. And so I think our recent conversations around Willamette Cove and the other partners is evidence of that. Also, we've been making some proposals on them regarding data management and how to integrate that, and they've been very enthusiastic about working with us on those proposals. So the shorter answer, I guess, and I would certainly ask Annie if she wants to fill in any detail. We haven't seen a general change. They are still working, I think, with us very closely to move to implementation.
Annie, is that consistent with your understanding?
That is consistent, and we've heard directly from Administrator Wheeler's team that they remain committed to prioritize Superfund within the EPA agenda. So we look forward to work with that team directly.
Well, I'm also, Mayor, very excited that you and I will have a chance starting in the early fall to bring some early action to Council. So there will not only be some discernible progress in moving the record of decision forward, but I also got a briefing the other day on discussions we're having with the state and the feds on perhaps the most robust communications plan of any enterprise that I've ever seen during my 10 years on council. And it is to be jointly shared by the parties and funded, but a way to use new technology to make sure that people can access real-time information about where we are on all these exercises. So it's very exciting, and thank you, team, for bringing both of these matters forward.
Thank you.
Very good. Does that complete your presentation?
That completes ours.
Very good.
Unless there are questions.
Public testimony?
Yeah.
We have substitutes for these.
The substitutes?
Pardon?
These are the substitutes.
No, the titles I read were the previous ones. We haven't moved to accept the substitutes.
I don't know.
Does somebody want to
is
make
that
a motion?
Let's
so my understanding is the substitute was filed, but there's no harm in being absolutely clear, so I move the substitute.
Second. We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Call the roll on the substitute.
Okay, and I've been advised to reread the titles because these are new
titles.
That's fine. Okay. 852 is authorize a retroactive sole source contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for CERCLA and risk assessment technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site in the amount of $2.5 million. And 853, the new title is authorize a retroactive sole source contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for sole source control technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site in the amount of $1.5 million.
Carla, what would we do without you? So, I think actually my understanding is that the things that were filed were in effect updated, therefore substitute. What you're doing, though, is conforming the titles to the action taken. Thank you. Thank you for being so scrupulous. So
very
it's
good.
Been moved and seconded.
Yep. Call the roll, please.
Do you want testimony on?
We're just changing
just to
this
put the
and then we're
doing on the table.
You're right. Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Now public testimony on the substitute.
Okay. No one else signed up, so Mr. Lightning.
Very good. You're it. The list is closed. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Disrupt Watchdog. One of the issues I've had on this whole situation is that I think I could take a shovel and go down to that river, take some of that contaminated sediment out of the river, and I would have done more work than this city has done in the last 10 years on cleaning that river up. I really think you have neglected the river. I really think that you keep thinking you're going to wait on my good friend, President Trump, to come in here riding on some horse and saying, hey, I'm going to fund your cleanup on this river, Oregon. And then he's going to look at Senator Merkley and Mr. Wyden and say, guess what? I said I'm going to fund you that money, but guess what? You get nothing. Remember me, President Trump, you get nothing, Oregon, and that's what he's going to do. Now, What we need to do is get serious about dredging. I want to have a dredge built called the Lightning Portland Dredge. And I want to begin to dredge this river the way it needs to be done. Every year, a certain amount taken out, and then we keep testing. And again, I'm asking Governor Brown to step in, begin funding this dredge, and to have a separate bureau set up at the city called a dredging bureau. And their main focus is begin to do maintenance dredging on areas that we need to have this done. We don't have to wait for our good friend President Trump to do anything, because guess what? He thinks of Oregon. What do you think he's going to do for all those kind words from our great senators to President Trump? He's going to laugh in their face because they have done nothing to get that money to come to Oregon, except make sure it's not going to happen. So again, it's going to come down to the city, it's going to come down to the state to get anything done. And nothing is stopping you from building a dredge. Nothing is stopping you from begin maintenance dredging throughout. Nothing is stopping you from sampling the sediment, which again, Mr. Wheeler, I want to have them sample that where you're swimming out there. And I want to see those tests and to make sure it is safe to swim in a river that is currently designated as a Superfund site. Again, a Superfund site. And just real fast, I asked the EPA directly. I went down to their office and I said, would you swim in that river? They laughed at me. Don't make jokes in front of us. Absolutely not. Don't even come down here. It is a Superfund. Get it tested. Get it cleaned up. Quit wasting time.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Lightning. So, Mayor, we're going to take these up together as emergency items. I think it is important before we cast the vote, though, because Lightning has raised, I think, three issues that are at least three issues that deserve a response. Number one, there actually is no federal money in Superfund, and there hasn't been since Newt Gingrich took the Superfund tax away. So Superfund is now a process that comes with no federal money. So we don't have any illusions about this. And it was a direct action taken by then Speaker Gingrich that violated what we think is the governing principle of Superfund, which is polluter pays. Anyway, there is no federal tax collecting money to cover the costs of remediating our river. That's number one. Number two, the cost will be borne by potentially responsible parties, and the bulk of the so-called PRPs locally are legacy private businesses that once upon a time used to manufacture very bad things and then discharge them into the river. One of the reasons the city is being careful and scrupulous about the timetable for moving forward is that we want polluters to pay their fair share. We do not want to shift the cost of Superfund onto the backs of our taxpayers exclusively. And number three, we will be starting this fall with sampling and with some early action, which I think Lightning and others, and particularly our friends in the environmental community, will be cheering. And finally, this is the first forum we've had where someone has proposed and suggested that we name some of the equipment that we'll be manufacturing locally after. Lightning, it's a good idea. It's the idea to beat. Since I have no other requests for naming, we'll certainly give it full consideration. And as long as you release any claims you have to the use of the name and how we license it. So with that, Mayor, I'd urge a vote on both matters.
Very good. First, item 852. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner, I think with due respect, the amount of time that you've dedicated to this issue, that naming anything Lightning would be a bit of a misnomer. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
First of all, USGS and others maintain real-time data on water quality in the Willamette River. And again, people are swimming in the water. They're not eating the sediment buried underneath the riverbed. I vote aye. Next item, 853, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank our crack team for their presentation today, and clearly this is a technical issue that we're correcting, but is in the public interest that we continue working with GSI Water Solutions. So thanks for your presentation. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you for your work on this, Commissioner Fish, and I want to thank the staff. This is important. It's necessary. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.